Signore e signori, siamo molto lieti di presentare in anteprima mondiale la prima parte dell'ultimo film di uno degli autori che presidiamo qui allo quarto, Mr. Steve Zissou. Subito dopo il film ci sarà un breve dibattito con il regista. Grazie.
The Yamiway Peninsula, a remote and fascinating region teeming with extraordinary marine life. We chose its mysterious waters as the Bellefontaine's next destination. In preparation for our voyage, the members of Team Zissou gathered at my oceanographic observatory here on Peshispada Island. This was to be our most ambitious adventure to date, and ultimately a tragic one.
Our team included Esteban Duplantier, chief diver. Our senior statesman, my closest colleague for 27 years. Klaus Daimler, 40, engineer. Calm, collected, German. Vikram Ray, 28, cameraman. Born on the Ganges. Bobby Ogata, 22, frogman. Renzo Pietro, 45, editor, soundman. Vladimir Wolodarsky, 33, physicist, original score composer. Anne-Marie Sackwood, 25, script girl. Pele Dos Santos, 30, safety expert. Eleanor Zissou, my wife, vice president of the Zissou Society. We had also invited 7 marine science students from the University of North Alaska to accompany us as unpaid interns in exchange for school credit. October 12th, Esteban and I explore the blue reefs beyond the peninsula. Fluorescent snapper unexpectedly appear in the shallows, extremely rare at this depth.
There's your gun. Steve! There's Esteban.
Is that thing rolling?
Vikram!
Encounter with Holly and Doyle!
Dark like this! 10 meters in length! Unfamiliar dorsal features! Spots all over it! Identical dorsally with Holly Dark!
Esteban was eaten!
Dr. Fanny Mariner! Dr. Dragon in Fort Dorsey today!
Esteban has bitten?
Eaten!
Is he dead?
Esteban was eaten!
He was swallowed whole?
No! Killed! Secretary,
monitor! Subhydropsychosis. Crazy eyes.
Steve, they think you got crazy eyes.
Get them out of the fucking water.
È stata una scelta deliberata quella di non far vedere mai lo squalo giaguaro.
Was it a deliberate choice never to show the jaguar shark?
No, I dropped the camera.
No, ho perso la macchina da presa, mi è caduta.
Why are they laughing?
Lassù, lì in fondo.
Yes, what's next for Team Zissou?
Well, that was only part one. It's a cliffhanger. Now I'm going to go hunt down that shark, or whatever it is, and hopefully kill it. I don't know how yet. Maybe dynamite.
You don't know what it is?
No, I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
You say it is a jaguar shark. That's the title of your film.
It was coming right at us. I just said the first two words that came into my head.
Mais c'est une espèce en voie de disparition. Pourquoi vouloir la tuer?
That's an endangered species at most. What would be the scientific purpose of killing it?
Revenge.
Bravo!
Steve, I'd like to introduce you to Antonia Cook. She's the new head of the Film Society.
You must be so excited.
I hope so. You think it went okay?
No. Congratulations. Seriously.
Thanks. I wish it didn't require the seriously, but thank you.
Well, I just don't think they got it.
Hello,
you know Larry, the chairman of Saudi.
Oh, yeah, hi. Mrs.
Larry and I were discussing our financial predicament. I thought it would be nice if the three of us rode out to the party together. Just three of us.
Why? Because Larry had that kind of spending bread to invest?
Why have I been done a capitalization of the game?
Captain Zeeson, can I get a shot of you with Captain Hennessy?
Where? Make it quick.
Hey, Stephen, how's everything going with your, what are you calling it, leopard? Fish?
Jaguar shark.
Jaguar shark. Exactly. I love it. Tell me something, does it actually exist?
You know, Allie, I don't want to give away the ending.
Good man. Oh, here comes our girl. You're the most ravishing creature that I've ever seen in my life.
Hello, Skinny.
Hello.
Is that a new merit badge?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. I just became a knight in Portugal. The Presidente gave a special ball.
Don't be nice to Allie. She's my nemesis. How could you lay that slick faggot?
Well, I was in love with him at the time.
Yeah, he's charismatic.
How are you feeling?
I'm right on the edge. I don't know what comes next.
Wait here. I'll be right back. Just wanted to say hello. Hi.
Hey, baby.
I said I wanted to say hello. I didn't say I wanted you to touch me.
I'm here with my wife, Eleanor. This is Mandiza.
Do you really want to put me through this?
People say Eleanor is the brains behind Team Zizou. What is Steve? It's Zizou.
Steve, this is my little nephew, Werner. He wanted to meet you.
How are you doing, Werner? He brought you a present.
A crayon ponyfish. Wow. Interesting specimen.
Where's the bell? You're welcome.
Steve, you don't look too good.
What is this? Dave, this black guy today wants a word with you.
What do you need, old man?
Well, yeah.
How many of these do you have? All right, look. Just forge the rest of them yourself, all right? Get out of here.
Hey, Steve! How come you're not sitting shivering for your friend Esteban?
What'd you say?
Who are you going to kill in part two?
Larry Armin's flying back to Mecca tonight to see if he can make the numbers work. He should have an answer for us in 10 days.
Tell him we need to know by Sunday.
Why would I do that, my darling?
Call his bluff, Kevin. To light a fire under his ass.
My darling, we haven't made a hit documentary in 9 years. Let's not fuck with Larry Armin. Explain it to him, will you, Eleanor?
Susan,
He understands. Amin needs to make a projection of the world grosses to see if he can get a tax break and run it through his output deal.
I don't understand, but I can tell it's bullshit.
I want to have it.
Play the blackjack and the red queen.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go on an overnight drunk, and in 10 days, I'm going to set out to find the shark that ate my friend and destroy it. Anyone who would care to join me is more than welcome.
Captain Diesel, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm Ned Clinton.
Okay, man.
My mother's Catherine Clinton.
Your kid?
No.
How is she?
Your dad last month.
Sorry. Shit. She was. I heard of you. I don't know if it's true or not, by the way. Do you?
No, I don't.
I haven't heard from her in 30 years. I guess it's too late now. She never contacted me, you know.
Yes, I see.
You're supposed to be my son, right?
I don't know. But I did want to meet you, just in case.
I appreciate that. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dad, you caught me with one foot off the merry-go-round tonight.
Oh, that's all right. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I don't want to thank you for talking to me.
We'll find a way, Major.
I know we will.
I just had a lovely chat with Cy Perlman. He wants to make a big to-do of the Oceanographic Explorer article, possibly to the front cover. So do be nice to this girl, Miss Winslet Richardson, won't you? Apparently she worships you, and we dearly need the press.
Oh, Siri, this is probably my son, Ned. We just met.
How delightful.
Anyway, his mother just died. Plus, we're having some problems, and I just think it'd be a very special opportunity for all of us, especially him. He needs this deal.
Okay, bring him over.
Well, he's right here.
I'm sorry. How do you do?
So what do you do? I'm a pilot. Air Kentucky.
Air Kentucky?
Coal pilot, actually.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Well, how about Louisville? Well, sure, there's some pretty country in those parts. Landlocked. I have to tell you, I've been a member of the Jesus Society since I was 11.
Well, I'll be damned.
Look at that.
What killed us?
Frankly, I better not. I don't usually try grass.
Let me tell you about my boat. The Belafonte was a long-range sub-hunter during the Second World War, which we bought from the U.S. Navy for $900,000. This is my mentor, Lord Mandrake. He's dead now. The sauna was designed by an engineer from the Chinese space program, and we keep a Swedish masseuse on staff. Here's where we do all our different science projects and experiments and so on. This is the kitchen, which contains probably some of the most technologically advanced equipment on the ship. Eleanor put together a top-notch research library for us with a complete first edition set of the Life Aquatic Companion series. We process our own rushes and keep a cutting room on board so we can do an assembly while we're shooting.
I can't find them.
Where's the green piece?
This is the observation bubble, which I thought up in a dream, actually. Two albino scouts swim with the ship. They're supposedly very intelligent, although I've never seen any evidence of it. Here's the engine room. The bearing casings aren't supposed to look like that, but we can't afford to fix them this year. Topside, we've got the bridge, the mini sub, an old chopper, and all kinds of radar and sonar and underwater movie gadgets.
What happened to Jacqueline?
She didn't really love me.
Lord Mandrake.
Wonderful.
Very lifelike. I'm not crazy about it. This guy's a big-time asshole. We were roommates at the academy. He used to be married to Eleanor. He hogs up all the grant money.
You think you'll want to change your name?
Ned?
No, not the Ned part, unless you want to. I meant your last name. I thought you might like to let me give you mine.
Ned Zisu.
Ned Zisu, exactly. Or if you want to, you can change the first part, too. I would have named you Kingsley, if I'd had a say in it.
Kingsley. I don't know. Maybe I'll stick with Ned for now.
Sure, that's okay. Anyway, I'll order you some correspondence stock. What are you doing? I ordered the wine. Pour it over here, please. He doesn't know anything about wine. Are those assholes talking about me?
Porta un piccolo orecchino da gay. E poi ubriaco ha cercato di morchiare mia cugina di 15 anni in una discoteca francese ed era terrorizzata. Ma voglio dire, che cosa gli è successo? I suoi ultimi film sono veramente
di lui.
Eh?
People say when someone says something like that about you, it's because they're jealous. But it still hurts. It hurts bad.
That man was damn rude. He can go straight to hell.
How did she die, by the way, your mother?
She took her own life. She took sleeping pills.
Why would she do that?
Well, she was in a great deal of pain, you know.
Oh. I see, yeah. You know, my best friend just got killed. Esteban.
Yeah, I know. The old man.
Let's go to my island.
Well, I have to be back in Kentucky on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. That's okay.
Feeling savvy, why you mean? Open possibility, get it. Para o seu medo aparecer,
your cat's dead.
What? Which one?
Marmalade. I'm sorry.
What happened?
A rattlesnake bit it in the throat.
Damn it, Eleanor. Why do you have to say it like that? You couldn't try to break it a little bit nicer?
She's a rich bitch, you know. She's raised by maids.
My parents pay for this island and two of my worst movies.
People say she's the brains behind Kingsley.
People say a lot of things. What kind of cat was it?
Who gives a shit? I think it was a Tammy.
Dad, want to come inside? We'll make up a room for you. Steve, that reporter called.
Yeah.
I'm on the echo box. Push the red button to answer. Throw on your slop and meet me on the beach in 12 minutes.
The white button? Okay. Action. Only twice before have I had the good fortune to observe a rubber tide. That rare occurrence when hundreds of electric jellyfish spontaneously wash onto a beachhead at once. Bobby Ogata brings exactly this to our attention tonight.
Steve, what produces this effect of illumination? Is there a chemical inside the organism?
No, Ned. Actually, it's the reflection of the moonlight on their outer membrane. That's a very good ad lib. Klaus, come over here and get a two shot of me and Ned. Ned, come in here. Would you like to join my crew? I want you on Team Zuzu.
I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Well, it's not my field. I don't have the background for it.
No one here does. Klaus used to be a bus driver. Wolodarski was a high school substitute teacher. We're a pack of strays. Don't you get it?
Chief, I'm not even that strong a swimmer. The answer is yes.
Well, it's got to be.
I'll order you a red cap and a speedo.
Klaus, why don't you roll it?
Could I have a word with you, please?
Where are you getting this? That was a goddamn tearjerker. Why did you cut it, man?
Because the sound is going to be shit. He doesn't even know how to hold a boom. He doesn't know diddly jack about what to do.
Don't cut
unless I think of
it. I've never seen so many electric jellyfish in all my life.
Those are the Yat Kong manivores.
Oh shit, she's right. I guess we'll have to loop that line. Where'd you come from? You look pregnant.
I am pregnant. I'm not even going to ask what you men are doing out here in your matching pajamas, by the way.
We're producing a film, as a matter of fact. Who are you?
I'm Jane Winsett Richardson. I'm a reporter from the Oceanographic Explorer.
Oh, yeah, sure. How'd you get out here?
I had some drunk in a fishing boat.
Well, that would take 4 hours. Why would you do that?
Because no one picked me up at the effing airport.
Jesus Christ, Cloud. One of my guys was supposed to do that.
How long have you been working with Steve?
Approximately. Only 10 minutes, actually. I was out doing the scene on the beach.
He's Steve's son, supposedly.
You are? No, you're not. He doesn't have one.
Well, we're not 100% sure about that yet. We just met yesterday.
Not this one, huh?
Hmm?
You heard me. Not this one.
Okay.
First thing in the morning, huh?
Print everything?
Yeah, tell him to push you to stop at a half.
Okay.
What are you going to do with him?
Who? Ned? What do you mean? I don't understand the question. I offered him a spot on Del Fonte.
He didn't take it, did he?
Of course he took it. We're going to put him on the map, Eleanor. We're going to throw him a life preserver. I believe in this boy.
Why?
Because he looks up to me.
Yes, sir. And McKinnon's willing to take over my shuttle flight. That's right. Well,
I just feel I need to see this thing through, so. Thank you for understanding. I'll check in with the Louisville office again next month.
Since I have not, as they say, enough power of observation to isolate their sense of colour, for a long time afterwards, whenever I thought of her, the memory of those bright eyes would at once present itself to me as a vivid azure, since her complexion was fair. So much so that perhaps if her eyes had not been quite so black, which was what struck one most forcibly on first meeting her, I should not have been, as I was, so especially enamoured of their imagined blue. Hold it.
That's poetry?
No, it's a 6-volume novel.
Mercy, you're going to read that whole thing to yourself out loud.
I'm not reading it to myself. I'm reading it to him. When did you learn Sisu with your father? Does it freak you out for me to ask that?
No, it doesn't. But it's a difficult question. I sort of pieced it together over the years.
Well, how did he first contact you?
He didn't. I went looking for him last month after my mother died. She had ovarian cancer, then spread to her stomach and liver. And she took her own life.
Okay.
Well, good night, I guess.
And good night.
You mind if I stay and listen for a little while?
Okay. Do you want me to catch you up on the sewer?
I'll be able to figure it out. I'll just catch the kids again.
They made these for about 3.5 years before they terminated my sponsorship. These are great.
May I turn this on?
Fire one.
So what happened, in your opinion?
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you think the public perception of your work has significantly altered in the last 5 years?
That's your first question? I thought this was supposed to be a puff piece.
Should we come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true that this is going to be your last voyage?
Well, no comment. Who told you that? No, goddammit. I'm only 52. So I'm always start out with some stock dialogue. You know, favorite color, blue, favorite food, sardines.
How do you feel about part one of your new film?
Why, how do you feel about part one of my new film?
Well, I'm honest, you know, so...
Just say it.
I thought aspects of it seemed slightly fake.
Wolodarsky?
Take my space.
I'm not taking time. Did it seem fake when my best friend was bitten in half right in front of me? Then eaten alive, screaming? I think you're a fake. I think you're a phony. And a bad reporter. How's that feel? Now tell me something. Does this seem fake?
How dare you? This entire article was my idea. No one else gives a shit.
What about Cy Perlman?
He's not even covering my expenses.
You're taking something out on me. Well, stop crying. What's the deal here? I was only trying to defend myself.
Well, you did a great job. I'm sure you'll make a terrific father.
So, you really think you're a Sisu?
I don't know.
You travel a long way for I don't know, sonny.
That's true. But it's important to me.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things that are important to some people around here, sonny.
Klaus, don't call me sonny.
One more thing. It's the Steve Sisu show. Not the Ned show. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
Klaus!
Klaus?
If you ever touch me again, I will kick your goddamn teeth out. Is that understood?
Not if I don't see you first, Sonny.
We gotta watch ourselves around this Jane character. Don't tell her anything personal. If you're not sure about something, change the subject and look for me. This Bulldog's got something against us.
I don't think she's a lesbian. She's pregnant.
Bulldogs can get pregnant. Anyway, I back out now, but we need the press. See you in the morning.
Steve. When did you first hear about me?
About 5 years ago, I read it in an article about myself.
Do you believe it?
It was in the paper. I assumed they checked their facts.
Why didn't you contact me?
Because I hate fathers and I never wanted to be one. I forgot. The correspondence document.
Hi, Ross. Started today. I'll forward some pages to you through the copy department. You're probably right, Dev. What am I doing here? I miss you and... Oh, God, I don't know, Ross. Where are you? Listen, I'm not leaving this message. Don't even know why I'm still pregnant.
Scriptural uses these for continuity. Here.
Oh, no.
No exceptions. Everyone gets one. Anne-Marie, do the interns get Glock?
No, they all share one.
Taking it.
Hey!
What?
What's on the echo box?
Is this who here?
Steve, Osiris Draculius on line 2.
Yeah.
I spoke with Larry Armini, and it's a pass.
In other words, you fucked it.
Let's not cast stones at one another, my boy. Do you hear me, damn it? Do you?
No, I don't. I told you how to play.
Listen here, mate.
Hang up for a moment.
It's me, Ned. Maybe this is nothing, maybe it's something. I don't know your problems. I don't know. But I just inherited $275,000. Would that amount make any difference?
What sort of expression is the lad wearing on his face?
Can you play a chopper? I have. I'm certainly not licensed in any way, shape, or form.
Great. Let's go.
You're back on the water, boys. The wire transfer came straight through from Kentucky, and Jackman and Worsley began to scat finance the rest. But we have a few hooks on it, so take a pew for a spill. Number one, the bank want a drug screen for everyone on the crew before they forward the money.
A piss test?
Yes, a piss test. Two, a stooge from the bond company will be riding everywhere during the whole shoot to keep you on budget.
Who's the stooge?
A chap by the name of Bill Ubell. And there's not a damn thing you can do about that, Steve. Three, you must swear, legally swear, that you'll not kill that shark, or whatever it is, if it actually exists.
I'm going to fight it, but I'll let it live. What about my dynamite?
Phillips dynamite. I'm off to Zurich. Follow me, Captain. Mr. Ubell, I'd like you to know Steve Zissou. On our equity department, Ned.
I hope you're not going to bust our chops, Bill.
Why would I do that?
Because you're a bond company stooge.
I'm also a human being.
All right, I take that back. Yeah. Let's have some teamsmanship.
Come on. You okay, Ned? You okay?
All right. Give him some room. He's okay. He just drank a little too much water. How are you shooting this? Get them wide open?
Light, 5-6.
As always, even in the most challenging circumstances, the members of Team Zissou find ways to keep morale high.
Quiet, hold it.
Is that a distress bark? Is something wounded out there?
We quickly locate the source of the mysterious cry.
What is it, Steve?
A wild snow mongoose. We thought they were extinct. Her ankle's broken.
Oh, God,
yeah. We're going to get some hot milk and put these guys in the incubator.
We radio for the emergency transport of our rare, beautiful new friends.
That's what he used to be like.
Had Ned's
heart stopped in before we pulled him out of the water? Yes, but we got him started again pretty quickly.
Don't go on this voyage right now, Steve. One of you's already dead, after all.
Who?
Oh, you mean Esteban? Thanks for bringing that up.
Who's going to tell us the Latin names of all the fishes and everything? You know I can't remember all that shit. Please stop, Eleanor. Eleanor, stop.
Why are you leaving?
I'm leaving because I don't want to be a part of whatever's going to happen out there.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. And then we film it. That's the whole concept. That was always better.
I can't believe you took that boy's money.
He's an investor. He's my sidekick. The sugar crabs are back.
They're early this year. I've never seen them mating before the solstice.
Is that mating?
Bye, Steve.
Don't say that. Even if it's true, don't say that. It's too painful.
What do you want me to say?
Say bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Oh no! Você não está só! Eu não vou deixar nem mesmo se você quiser. Venha me ver, o sol vai se pôr. E outra vez eu vou estar perto de você. Oh meu amor, você não está só. Estou aqui para te proteger.
Kingsley Ned Zissou, 29, junior grade diving tech, executive producer. Energetic, spirited, youthful.
Normally, we would track the jaguar shark with the scanning monitor we keep on board the Belafonte, but its power tubes have seized up in Monegasket. We now proceed to the more advanced system located on a colleague's offshore facility. This will be Team Zissou's next stop.
See, Renzo, this is what I'm talking about, a relationship subplot. There's chemistry between us, you know? Huh?
Here's a quote.
Wait up. Who from?
Zissou has an almost magical connection to the life of the sea. He speaks its language fluently. I've never met a boy like that in all my life. Lord Mandrake.
You should have opened with that one.
He was your mentor.
Hey, intern, give me a Campari, will you?
On the rock?
You want to go up in my balloon?
I like your hairdo.
Me too. But Steve called it first. I'm sorry I made you cry.
Oh, that's okay. It's not completely your fault anyway. I'm going through some personal problems.
Really? What do you got?
Well, I'm 5 months pregnant. My editor's the father. He's married. But not to me.
Wow, that's a rough ticket. You know, my first wife left me when I was your age.
What keeps that?
A submarine.
I have this exact image of you tacked up on the wall above my aquarium all through primary school.
Oh, yeah? You mean the official photograph where I'm doing this?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's just me, but I don't feel like that person. I never did.
Why did you abandon Ned?
I didn't. I never even met him. What kind of piece are you writing, Cubby? Are you going to screw us on with you?
I hope not.
You really think it's cool to hit the sauce when you got a bun in the oven? Pele, bring us back down, please. Coming on my boat trying to railroad me, you know? Why don't you see if you can get one of these dolphins to swim under the hull and give it a look? Nah, is it I can't hear, so I don't understand? Son of a bitch, I'm sick of these dolphins. Quiet out there tonight. Can you hear the jack whale singing?
It's beautiful. I wonder what they're saying.
Well, that was the sludge tanker over there, but there you go. That's them. By the way, would you mind if I made a few modifications to the Team Zsu insignia? I have some ideas.
You mean the patch?
Yes, insignia.
Yeah, it's probably kind of dated, isn't it? Sure, take a crack at it. Make it a little trendier.
All right.
Are you finding what you were looking for? Out here with me? I hope so.
I wrote you a letter about 17 years ago.
You mean like a fan letter? Did I write you back? I try to answer as many personally as I can.
Dear Ned Plimpton, first, in answer to your question, always. Second, thank you very much for naming your bug after me. My wife tells me it is actually a type of gnat. You strike me as a very special boy and a key member of the Zsu Society. I wish I could come visit you in Kentucky and assist you with your work. I remember your mother. Take care of yourself, Ned Plimpton. You've served well. Your friend, Captain Steve Zsu. Dictated but not read.
Yeah, more or less standard boilerplate, I guess.
There's some real high-tech gear inside this deal, believe me. First we go downstairs and turn on that tracking system. Then as long as the batteries on that homing dart haven't gone dead.
Who locked us out?
No one, we're trespassing.
People real out in here?
It's the scientific community, man.
Captain, I am required by law to notify the bank of any illegal activity.
Just do what you gotta do to cover your ass, Bill.
Got it.
Well, slow down and give me some cable snippets.
This is Captain Hennessy. You have trespassed on a private facility. The Coast Guard is being alerted by a satellite. Again, this is Captain Hennessy. Immediately leave the premises.
Okay, action. Well, look who's back in town. You traveled over 150 miles since we last heard from you. This son of a bitch is heading for the South Pacific. Turn on your tape recorder, Cubby.
Is it the Jackie we talked?
On the record. Yes. Cut. Print both tapes, Vikram.
Was I just in the film?
Yeah. You're going to have to sign a release.
But you've actually located the shark.
You better bite your fucking ass. We did. All right, everybody. We got about 25 to 30 minutes before the Coast Guard gets here to arrest us. I want you all to get Hennessy's best gear onto the Belafonte in 15.
You're going to steal his stuff?
No, we'll get it back to him. Interns, let's see some hustle.
What is this, sailing?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
Do you know that you just started us on a course through unprotected waters?
Yeah, we're taking a shortcut.
But it's outside IMU jurisdiction. There isn't any.
I know, honey. Look at the map. We go your way, that's about 4 inches. We go my way, it's an inch and a half. You want to pay for the extra gas?
What kind of system is
this? Oh, yeah, the Bernstein 9s, they just upgraded last summer.
The 9s are out already?
Is this the cappuccino?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Steve,
this isn't the procedure. Steve, one of the interns just fell down the stairs to the main tracking processor.
All right, just make sure we steal the backup.
Are you listening to me? Eleanor told me that under no
circumstances... Shut up before you jinx the family. You catching anything?
Mm-hmm.
Hook this up and make me a latte. You know, Cubby's kind of a sucker maker, but she's got some moves.
I agree.
If she wasn't a bull dyke, I think I might have a bit of a thing for her.
As you can see,
the creature continues its current migratory route, our paths converge in
less than 4 days. I want to get there in 3. We've got to.
Vladimir, what's this blip right over here?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. We might have them both mixed up, or it could be the other way around. But anyway, we're going to be right on top of it first thing in the morning.
Good eye, Ned.
Thank you. Should we investigate it?
Yeah, let's make a quick dive at 6 a.m. and we'll scope out the phantom signal. It's probably just one of Hansi's research turtles.
Yes.
But I want to be back on the road by lunch. Do me a favor. Next time you get a hot idea in front of a reporter, whisper it in my ear first. Otherwise, I look like kind of a daydream Johnny, you know?
You let him change your name?
Well, we changed it together.
What was it before?
Edward Clinton.
That's a million times better. Change it back, Ned. I really don't see you as a Kingsley, do you?
Do you think Steve and I have a family resemblance?
No.
I guess it doesn't really matter anyway. Here. I stole it back. I strung it on some peppermint dental cloth in case you want to wear it like a necklace.
Happy with the piece, Jane?
What are you doing in here?
Am I? No.
Put that down.
I assume I'm Mr. Z. I'm sorry that you think my red hat is, the word you used, contrived, and that the Zisu of my childhood represents all the dreams I've come to regret. What? Why?
I'm going to have to start locking my effing door.
It was locked. I kicked it in. Why don't you just curse like other people?
Because I'm trying to get out of the habit before I have my fucking baby.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, please clean up your room anyway. It looks like a goddamn typhoon
here. Get out.
Please don't make fun of me. I just wanted to flirt with you. I'll have an intern come and fix the door.
IMU Coast Guard. Apparently some crooked fuckers broke into my sea lab yesterday.
How awful. Did they nick anything?
It doesn't say. They probably just trashed the place. I'm so pissed I want to spit. You go tell Carl to load my elephant gun with buckshot. We're going to hunt down these sickos.
Supposedly Cousteau and his cronies invented the idea of putting walkie-talkies into the helmet. But we made ours with a special rabbit ear on the top so we could pipe in some music.
Not a bad impulse, though. Some kind of nickname.
Not that one. It's too specific, but try to think of something else.
Another name?
How about Stacy?
That's good. Try it.
What were you going to say before?
Because I'm Stacy.
Fantastic. Let's go. Okay, action.
Look, Nick. There's a sunken airplane down there.
Let's check it out.
We examine the crash site, but are careful not to disturb the forensic evidence.
How was that?
Not bad.
The first take was a little faster.
Klaus?
Yeah?
Can I have a word with you, please?
What?
Why'd you do that?
Because I owed you one.
But you gave me a warning already. You stood up for yourself.
I still owed you one.
Now I owe you one.
No, now we even.
Why are you doing this?
It's not my fault, you know. I don't have that. What are you talking about?
We're even, damn it. Stop it!
No, it was like a beat-up little jalopy. I don't know what you'd call it. You didn't see it? I didn't see it, boss. Well, keep your eyes peeled.
Klaus, check who's on watch. I'll be in the sauna.
Hele and... what's the shit? It's Kingsley Sissel.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm. That's him.
I've never felt the baby in someone's stomach before. I think you'll make a very good single mother.
Thanks.
Although it does put you both at a tremendous disadvantage. He's got a little bit of a thing for you.
Why do you say that?
Because he told me.
Really? I thought he hated my guts.
Well, I think you hurt his feelings, but that doesn't mean that...
You said I hurt his feelings.
Hmm.
So, effed up.
Please open the door. James, is Ned in there?
Stevie, what's happening? Are those hijackers?
Well, we call them pirates out here, Ned. You were supposed to be on watch, by the way.
Oh, my God. You're right.
So tell me, you were reading to each other in French?
No, it's in English. It was translated.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to go into each other's cabins on a boat.
Why not?
It's just kind of an unwritten maritime rule when you're at sea. Especially the goddamn lookout.
I'm so sorry.
So am I. You hung us out to dry. If we don't handle this right, we're going to all get murdered. Including her unborn British child.
I'm going to kill you for that, asshole! I'm going to hit you so fucking hard, you'll be blind! Please don't hurt him!
Watch me.
I'll let you know when I'm going to make a move.
Please. Well, save the hostages. Do what they say. They probably just want our money and jewels and shit.
Yeah, then how am I going to finish my movie then? Jesus, holy.
They're going to kill us, Steve.
All right, I'm patting you on the back right now, Klausy. Don't be scared. I'm going to get us through this, everybody. Oh, God, a como está, pal. Wake up, Meadow. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I need to speak to the man in charge, fellas.
Don't point that gun at him. He's an unpaid intern. Vikram, what kind of coverage you get?
I just kept it rolling until I put this hood over my head.
Still speaks their language.
What are they saying, Billy?
Hold
on.
Okay, apparently they're taking a hostage. Obviously, they've chosen Ned.
Opo.
Hoy! Ibalik ang bata!
Now that they've found out that I speak Filipino, they seem to be changing their
mind.
Ano
ito?
Caballero.
Nasaan ang caballero?
Caballero? Why don't you come caballero?
Do you have a vault? They want to know if there's a vault.
There's no vault.
Our vault contains at least 10 different currencies from all over the world at any given moment, and we are prepared for every kind of financial necessity.
There goes Ned's inheritance. Tell them if they don't get off my boat right now, there's going to be a major shift storm.
Makini kayo. Kung ayaw ninyong magalit ang mga marino, la luna ang kapitan na nakakaramdan, makini bagyo ng tide na pinabaw.
Nano, can you hear me?
We'll get you back, Billy.
Is everybody else safe? Anne-Marie, you okay, honey?
No, I'm not. I told you these were unprotected waters.
What a fucking nightmare. Be cool on this shit, okay, Cubby? I mean, at least try to show both sides.
I need to find a baby for this father.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
That's it. No.
I would get your ass stuck.
Hell off of my boat!
dead? The Arctic nightlights, yeah. As if the natural world's been turned upside down.
Or Mandrake.
Vikram, get some cutaways of this miracle. Klaus, Ogata, put out the deck fires before we sink.
Those fucking amateurs.
You left your dog, you idiot!
Wrap this stiff in a tablecloth. We're going to bury him at sea.
Shouldn't we give him the authorities or something?
No.
I'll write up a few words to lead over it.
How you holding up there, intern? Doing okay? Ned, how many fingers am I holding up?
I don't know. That's not my job. Too many to tell. How many fingers?
He's going to be just fine.
I believe it's criminal that Steve allowed this to happen to us, by which I mean illegal. We're being led on an illegal suicide mission by a selfish maniac.
I hear what you're saying, but I think you misjudged the guy.
St. Paul said to the Corinthians, without kin, no man may regard himself kindly. Without some...
Holy shit, son of a bitch.
Cut.
Oh, got it. Run downstairs, put a tarp over anything that says Operation Hennessy on it.
What about this guy?
Just throw him over the other side.
Your engine blew up and all your fuel's been stolen, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, I certainly know how you feel. Some crooked fuckers just stripped my sea lab, you know.
Probably the same dude.
I can tow you as far as Port-au-Prince. I'll need your signature on that invoice first that accounts for the expenses of the rescue operation as well as my time and that of my crew.
This is more than the budget of my whole project.
It's an estimate. What's your dog's name?
Cody. Be still, Cody. I have to run this by my buying company, Stooge.
He's been kidnapped.
That's true. I have to rescue him first.
Sign it now or I'm leaving you out here.
Oh, I dined with Eleanor last weekend. By the way, she's summering at my villa in West Port-au-Prince, don't you know? Say, how's Team Z Sioux holding up without her?
The first thing that goes through a captain's head when he hears there's low morale going around is...
What'd I do? Is it all my fault? Well, he's probably right. Most of us have been together a long time. There are others that were here before that.
Do you all not like me anymore? I mean, what am I supposed to do? I don't know.
Look, if you're not against me, don't cross this line. If yes, do. I love you all. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
I don't understand. Why?
What do you mean? Wait a second. What are we doing? You said cross the line.
It's cross the line if you're going to quit.
Oh. Do it again. I did not have to.
Hi, Ross. I got your corrections on the proof. They're fine, but... I'm not coming back. It's over. Please don't try to contact me, okay? You'll hear from us sometime. We got attacked by pirates. I feel as if life is... Well, you get the idea. Anyway, take care of yourself, James.
Will you write to me?
Of course. Give me the address.
Well, I said I went ahead and stamped and self-addressed. 50 or so envelopes just to make it easier for you.
Thanks. I'll use them.
Each one has 3 blank pages in it, and there's a pen.
Maybe I'm going to write you a letter right now.
That whole deal. Actually, I'm surprised you didn't cross the line yourself.
What line?
The line I drew on the desk just now. You weren't up there?
Yes.
You're kidding. That was one of the most dramatic things that's ever happened on this boat. I just lost all my best interns. I thought you were supposed to be covering this story.
You just said it was all off the record.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
Not down here, Patrick.
Look around later.
So, you are leaving.
You're jumping ship on me.
Don't scrap the article.
You mean you're not even going to write the cover story on me? Man, I just don't have any stature anymore.
Sorry, Steve. Everything got too weird, that's all.
But I gave you a goddamn showstopper up there. Are you sleeping with Ned?
That's none of your business.
Okay. Are you?
No, I'm not.
You're going to miss the jaguar shark, or whatever it is that actually exists. Are you crying? You cry easily, don't you?
Bloody hell. God save that poor little stooge. This never would have happened if Eleanor was with us.
Thanks, man.
Your luck had better damn well change soon, mate. Now I must away. I'll send you a postcard from my travels.
What? Where are you going?
Abroad for a spell, my darling. It's my passport status, you see. I'm X9 at the moment. Legally, I'm a fugitive.
Wait a second. They stole my budget. My boat's broken. You're ditching me up the creek. What am I supposed to do here?
Well, I must say, nothing's jumping to mind. Philip, any suggestions? No, he's shaking his head.
Stand home!
No. I can't give you full credit, but I'm not going to flunk you either. You're all getting incomplete.
This is bullshit. What do you want?
Do you mind if I buddy up a little bit before I answer that question?
Yes, I do. Tell me now.
I need some money to get the boat out of hock and rescue my bond company stooge who got kidnapped. Can we ask your parents to loan it to me?
No.
Okay. Could I go ahead and buddy up anyway? It took me 2.5 hours to get out here. Who's that to?
That's my research assistant, Javier. Javier, present to Steve.
Steve?
You know, I'd be jealous about you staying at Ellie's place, except I always thought he was kind of a closet queer.
So how's your father-son relationship coming along?
Well, nobody has a real lock on any of this, so I don't know how it all times out. I mean, I know I want him to think of me like a father, but the fact that there's an outside chance that he could really be my actual biological son is very difficult for me. You know I'm not big on apologizing, so I'll just skip it if it's all the same to you.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I know I haven't been at my best this past decade.
That's true.
What happened to me? Did I lose my talent? Am I ever going to be good again?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter anyway. It's probably the last adventure I got in me. I was hoping to go out in a flash of blazes, but I'll probably just end up going home. Unless you're planning to sell the island.
I wonder how much I could get for it.
In this market? You're probably right all along. We should have had a kid together. Of course, you are kind of already on the edge of being too old. Unless, maybe that's a cop-out.
Worse than a cop-out. I was 34.
It's good to see you, Oliver. I'm about to blow my stack. I turn my back and the bullshit begins. Ned, you're a scumbag. And Jane, you're a goddamn liar.
What the fuck are you doing in here?
What the F are you doing in here? I warned you about being in other people's cabins. You were supposed to go home.
Well, you convinced me to stay and finish the story.
Is it still the cover?
I don't fucking know.
Don't you dare put on that uniform.
That's all I have with me.
I told you I have a bit of a thing for her. Not this one, I said.
You said not this one, Klaus.
So you heard me.
You're too old for me, Steve.
Well, you're pregnant.
I have a word with you privately.
Yes. Follow me.
Are you two fighting?
I'll deal with you later.
Look, Steve, I know we both like her, and you're angry and embarrassed. But leave her out of it.
You think that's what this is about? Shit, man. What has that Foldike been telling you?
All right, I'm going to warn you now.
See you, gentlemen. What are you doing here? I thought all you interns ran out on me.
I want to help you find that shark.
God damn it. Thank you, intern. You're getting an A.
His name's Nico.
Who?
Hello, Vikram.
Give me that camera. You gotta smack it over your head. I misread you, man. I'm gonna have to rethink some shit.
You don't know me. You never wanted to know me. I'm just a character in your film.
It's a documentary. It's all really happening.
Well, damn you for that.
Go to bed, you sons of bitches. That pregnant slut's been playing us like a cheap fiddle.
That's it. I'm gonna fight you.
You never say, I'm going to fight you, Steve. You just smile and act natural, and then you sucker punch it.
You fight your way, and I'll fight mine.
Oh, listen, Ned, don't you try to... I think it seems these two ring might have caught me on the lip. You call yourself my son, but I just don't see it. Nothing personal. What do you want?
Nothing.
That's so arrogant. It's screw off.
I can't believe I asked if I could call you Dad. Of course you said no.
I let you call me Stevesy. It sounds better.
It doesn't mean the same thing. A week before she killed herself, my mother told me that you'd known about me since the day I was born. Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
I ought to have stayed in Kentucky where I belong.
Quiet! Somebody pay for this water taxi!
You got any petty cash on you?
Remind me to send Eleanor's parents a thank you note on the good correspondence, Doc.
Okay.
This is the message we received earlier tonight on our answering machine at Desesperada Island.
Billy Bell here. I'm on a payphone. I'm still blindfolded. My arms are bound, but a young boy has been kind enough to assist me. There's not much chance I'll get another opportunity to call, so I thought I would ask if... What? No.
Well, thanks for checking in, Bill. Next time, maybe you could let us know where you're at.
Based on the quality of the connection, the variety of wildlife in the background, and the elapsed time between Mr. Rubel's capture and this message, there's a good chance he's on one of the Ping Islands. There used to be a 4-star hotel on Little Ping, but the entire island was destroyed by monsoon 5 years ago. It's been uninhabited ever since.
I know the place. Hotel Citoyen. Cuddy, I'd like to speak on the record for a moment. Eleanor has always been the brains behind Team Zissou. By the way, are you going to put in a good description of the command center I've set up down here? Okay, gang, that's the plan. Set a course for Ping Island full speed ahead.
You'll need to hire a team of mechanics to rebuild the engine first, of course.
I know. I'm saying after that.
Just because I've decided to save your neck again and help you do this rescue doesn't mean you've won me back.
Yes, ma'am.
Father out of the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was sort of terrified about having this baby. Right now, I'm not really scared of anything. Maybe it's my hormones.
That makes sense.
I'm going to tell you something confidentially, which won't be mentioned again. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who can say this, including Steve. Never mind how I found out I'm a scientist. The thing that puzzles me about Ned's situation.
What is it?
Zissou shoots blanks. I think maybe it's because he spent half his life underwater.
Se eu poder vem do sol, minha medida, então vem, vamos viver a vida, meu bem.
Let's try track 3 again, Fisher.
A treacherous reef surrounds the Ping Islands, warning intruders to keep their distance. Today we discover one of its victims off the coast of Ping 3. Our colleague Alistair Hennessy and his crew are nowhere to be found. We will land at dawn.
Not bad. What time was that, anyway?
Hello.
yet. Swamp leeches, everybody. Check for swamp leeches. They're pulling off. Nobody else got hit? I'm the only one with steel.
What a shame. They had a bartender here, Kino, made the best rum cannonball I've ever tasted. You ready, Vikram? All right, should we do this?
It's going to rain in 5 minutes. We got to be quick.
But where are they?
Unknown. Split into two groups. I'll take Ned, Okada, and Wolodarshi.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for not picking me.
What? We're smack in the middle of a lightning strike rescue op, Buff. What's the deal?
I'm sick of being on B-Squad.
Listen, you may be on B-Squad, but you're the B-Squad leader.
Don't you know me and Esteban always thought of you as our baby brother? I've always thought of you two as my dad. Please don't let anyone make fun of me for saying so.
I can't guarantee that, Klausy, but I'll try. Can we get on with the maneuvers now? Hold on, you got something?
Okay. Anybody see anybody?
Empty.
South Paris, I think this whole trick is, shit.
We played a bum hunt.
Fuck.
Okay, let's not get down on ourselves. We still got two more Ping Islands to check out. Except I don't know if we have enough gas to do it. Damn it, Steve. This sucks. I'm disappointed in myself. My first wife, Jacqueline, and I spent our honeymoon here. Things are pretty different now. All right, let's check out. Did you get that, Vikram?
Yeah.
Good. We'll give them the reality this time. A washed-up old man with no friends, no distribution deal, wife on the rocks, people laughing at him, feeling sorry for himself.
Can I have a word alone with my son, please?
Are you all right?
Not really.
By the way, I've been trying to think of a nickname that might mean the right thing. I came up with Papa Steve.
Sorry I never acknowledged your existence all those years. It won't happen again. I mean it. You are my son to me. Almost more so. See, for me to meet a guy like you at this time in my life, I don't know. I want to communicate my feelings to you. But I think I might start to cry.
That's okay. There's something in the coat check.
Hey, Billy. You okay?
Did you hear my message?
Yeah, it was kind of garbage.
Jesus. These pirates are monsters.
Well, yeah, but remember I shot one of their guys in the neck last week and killed him, so I think we're okay, too. Where's Cody? Cody?
tell you. Stephen, are you rescuing me? Fold.
Footage of your boat out there. I guess it's total, huh?
Perhaps. We're extremely low insured.
I'll probably come out ahead in the end.
Although we'll obviously have to crew up from scratch next time. They made soup out of my research turtles.
Ogata, here's some first aid to Paley. Krause, Nettle. Dig in here and hold these wrestlers off while I call in the rendezvous. We'll meet on the beach. Your ace watch.
Renzo. Anybody, hello.
This kid's without you.
Thanks.
No, Captain.
That's Krivik. He's a friend.
Merci, Cedric. Remind me, we'll send him a red cap and a speedo.
Load our feet. Go get the keys to that fishing boat and throw them in the water. No, wait, they might have another set. Just blow it up.
Hey, Ned. It looks like we recovered your inheritance.
Classic.
That's it. I'm retired.
Oh no, we forgot Cody. We gotta go back.
Goodbye, Cody.
Represents the Belafonte, and here's Pensacola Island, and that circle represents Friendship, and the K here stands for Cloud.
Where's Houston?
Oh, I didn't want to impose myself.
Klaus is right. The flag needs an end symbol.
Oh, I suppose we could put an N on the side of that octopus.
What's that stand for over there?
A testimony.
Working okay until late last night, but now the whole tracking system's gone completely on the free.
Screw it. We'll sell it for scrap along with the boat and the submarine. I'm going home.
Let's take up the whirly bird and see what we find out there anyway. I got a feeling we can spot this fish from 111 feet up.
Ned, I don't know if I ever even saw the bastard.
I have $275,000 invested in this damn production. Something ate Esteban, didn't it? Now read! Right? Oh!
See the dwarf and see the giant. Oh, which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer. Yes, it is. You can breathe like a 30-century man.
What's that? Letter from Jane. What did she say? nothing to speak of.
Thank you for putting me on the flag, Ned.
Of course, Klaus. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, but you sticked me onto the Dolphin, and I want you to know how much that means to me.
Well, I'm very pleased you like it.
You're not listening. I didn't just like it.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, pal. Like a 30-century man. Be a 30-century man.
I still got yours, of course.
My what?
Dear Captain Zisu, I am 12 years old and live in Jawbone, Kentucky. A creek runs behind our house where I live with my mother. She met you once some years ago, and I collect and catalog amphibians, reptiles, and insects. I don't know what this one is called, so I named it myself. You are probably my one of, if not the favorite person I've ever studied. I plan to be either A, an oceanographer, B, an architect, C, a pilot. Thank you very much for your good work. Sincerely, Ned Plimpton, Blue Star Cadet, Zisu Society. P.S. You ever wish you could breathe underwater?
I still wish I could breathe underwater.
Me too, Ned.
Boris and Snapper!
What?
There!
What's that?
A good sign. The last time we saw that big stick is in here. Something popped up there, didn't it?
I heard a pin snap loose from the rotating mechanism.
This is gonna hurt.
Are you okay?
Hey, I'm okay.
What happened? Did we hear something?
Most likely not. That may be the push rod fail.
I'm sorry, Ned. I should have scrapped this chopper 10 years ago.
You know,
maybe I should have auto-rotated and performed a high bank through our descent.
We might have crashed a little softer. Probably wouldn't have made any difference, though.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight.
Ever cried in front of me as long as I've known her. Except for once when she got her arm caught in the deck winch.
Is that my espresso machine? How did you get my espresso machine?
Well, you fucking stole it, man.
Allie, why don't you go powder your nose? I need to talk to your ex-wife.
We've never made great husbands, have we? Of course, I have a good excuse. I'm part gay.
Supposedly everyone is. I never told you this, but I was hoping we might get the chance to adopt Ned. I think he would have wanted it that way. Would you go along with me on that?
He was 30, Steve. But I was considerate.
Thanks, Eleanor.
We're a dying breed.
Yeah. I guess we were all right while we lasted, though, weren't we?
Oh, we were like Glory's Gate, my darling. We were like that bloody shark of yours. We swam with the, damn it. I had it on the plane. What was I going to say? Oh, well. It's good to see you.
How's your passport status?
Much better, thank you. I'm back down to X4. Tell me, who knocked up the reporter?
I don't know. By the way, thanks for showing me the first draft.
You read it. What did you think?
Well, I was a little embarrassed at first. Obviously, people are going to think I'm a showboat and a little bit of a prick. But then I realized that's me. I said those things. I did those things. I can live with that. You're a good writer, Jay.
It's the effing cover.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've just got the scanning monitor back up, and it looks like the Jaguar shark or whatever it is that we're tracking is in a trench on the far side of the reef.
What the hell is going on back here? Rewiring.
Anybody feel like going for a ride? Rhinestone bluefin on a rope to give him something to eat.
safe in here?
I doubt it.
You still want to blow him up?
No. We're out of dynamite anyway.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I wonder if it remembers. Favorite age. Like this? Just like that.
You do it too.
We complete the adventure, but another member of our crew has been lost. This one was my son, also our equity partner. We start the voyage home in our wounded vessel.
An adventure.
Thank you.
decorosa de fazer. Quero que você venha comigo, nega, você vê. É um lugar super interessante pra gente crescer. Enquanto a gente espera que isso não se sonha no nosso bebê. Porque... segundo, eu não vou trabalhar. Quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar daqui. Tenho certeza que você vai adorar, amiga, o nosso terreno. Tem tudo pra ficar grande, grande, mas vamos começar pequeno. As coisas do pomar, criançada, brincar com você. Quando a gente espera visita da vergonha, eu trazendo o nosso novo bebê. Porque eu quero viajar, eu quero sair daqui. Vou comemorar quando eu conseguir vida voar. Eu quero sair. Segundo, eu não vou trabalhar. Quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar. Feliz, as coisas no tomate, eu já brincar com você. E a gente tirar a vergonha, trazer de novo o nosso bom bebê. Porque eu quero viajar, eu quero sair daqui. Vou comemorar quando eu conseguir. Preta, vou nessa, eu quero poder viajar, ficar com você. Quero subir pra conferir. Eu tô querendo mudar daqui. Mudar com você. Mudar daqui com você. Mudar com você. Sei lá, qualquer lugar, para.